The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 135, where he says, I know that the Lord is great. Number of things, many, many things that I do not know. But there are some things I believe that I know without question. And so we're going to be studying those today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. Now, you will find all of the messages in this series there at the website if you just click on the link that says Radio Programs. They're all there. If you'd just like to hear earlier programs, there's about 5 or 6 years worth of programming there that you can go and listen to. So at considerhisword.org, you'll also see a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd send us a note, send us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. These are great little notebooks that'll fit into your shirt pocket, into your purse, into a Bible case. You can take them to church with you, carry them with you, and somebody says, pray for me, pull out your notebook and write it down. It's exactly what I do. So we'd love to send you one of these if you just write to us. Now, I'm going to make you this promise. When you write to us, first of all, there's no obligation, there's no cost. We're not going to charge you anything for these. All it costs you is the stamp and the time to send us the note. Also, we're not going to send you a whole bunch of letters and requests for money. We just don't do that. So you'll write to us, give us an address, we'll send you the notebook, prayer journal, and that's it. Now, so you can do it through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Interestingly, most of the requests we get for the prayer journals come through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Psalm 135. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1, and we'll read down through verse 5. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. What a great psalm of praise. And I want to encourage you, just in your own prayer and in your own devotional time, pick up Psalm 135 and just do what it says, to praise the Lord. He says, praise ye the name of the Lord, ye servants. Just praise the Lord. We have a lot we can praise the Lord for, don't we? He is so good to us, and in so many ways, God so abundantly blesses us, and we can praise him. But what I really want to look at is this phrase that says, for I know that the Lord is great. We started this series last week, and again, you can go back and hear all of the messages in this series at the website. There are so many things that we do not know. We do not know the future, though some think they might can try to tell the future. How often they're wrong. How many times people have said, Jesus is coming today, and it didn't happen. Jesus himself said that no man knows the hour when the Lord will come. And so we don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know how much time we have on this earth. We don't know what will happen tomorrow, but God knows. But there are some things that we can say on the foundation of the scripture that we can stand and say, I know. This is one of them. I know that the Lord is great. Remember when we used to say that little prayer, God is good, God is great, let us thank him for our food, something like that. I don't remember it exactly, but even then, as kindergartners, we knew that God was great. And so we know that. And there's some other things that I believe the scripture says that we can know. Paul mentions one of them in 2 Timothy. This is writing to young Timothy. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 11 and 12, he said, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. What faith Paul is demonstrating in his trust in the Lord when he says, I know whom I have believed. Now, I know whom I have believed. Now, not that I know about whom I believe, but I know him. You know, I know about certain people. For example, I know about President Biden, but I don't know him. I've never shaken his hand. I have no personal relationship with him. I know many people, but I don't know them. It's not enough to know about Jesus. You must know him. Oh, you may know much about Jesus. In fact, there have been some great theologians that knew everything about Jesus. They had studied the Gospels, and they knew about his life, and they knew about his miracles, and they knew about the gospel. But yet they had not believed in him. It's an amazing thing. And many claim to know Jesus, but they really have no relationship to him. They say they know him, but do they really? Do you really know him? Can you say here, like Paul said, I know whom I have believed? And many claim to know, but they have no relationship with him. They don't ever talk to him. They don't ever listen to him. You know, when we have a relationship with someone, when we know someone, we're able to talk to them and to visit with them and to fellowship with them. And you can have that same kind of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and know him. I can know him. I know him by faith. And I talk to him. He talks to me. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We often ask the question, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Well, do you? Can you say that you know him? Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And so we can know that God is great. We can know that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another thing that I know from Scripture. We have to go back to the Old Testament in the little book of Job. I say little, it's not such a little book. Job, right before the book of Proverbs. Many of you are familiar with Job and about the story of Job, but I want you to notice what he said over in chapter 19. This is Job 19 and verse 25. And Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. When the friends of Jesus laid him in the grave, I believe that they fully expected that when they returned to prepare for his body for final burial, that he would still be there. And yet when they got there, the Bible says the women came early in the morning to do the final preparation of his burial. And when they got there, he was gone. And the words of the angel, Matthew 28:6, said, he is not here. For he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. There's no doubt in my heart. There's not a question in my mind that Jesus lives. It's like the bumper sticker said, and I don't mean to have a bumper sticker Christianity, But, you know, I once saw where it said, I know Jesus is alive because I talked to him this morning. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And then there's one more I want to mention in 1 John chapter 5. And I think probably of all of the things I know, this is one of the things that I cherish the most. 1 John chapter 5, John writing to believers, writing to those who had been, I believe, under his ministry, in verse 13 said this to them, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I know I have eternal life. Jesus gave it to me and promised that I would have it, that I would never perish." John 10:28. Jesus said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You know, I don't worry about my salvation. It's not a maybe-so salvation. You know, I talk to many people, and when I ask them about their salvation, if they have the promise of heaven, they'll say, "Well, I hope so." Well, maybe. No, the Bible says we can know that we have eternal life. How can we know? It's because we have the Son. Because we've trusted Christ as our personal Savior. John, 1 John 5:12 says, "He that has the Son has life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." We can know that we have eternal life when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, it's certainly based on his promise and based on the Word of God. Jesus said one time to his disciples, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. We know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And so I would ask you the question, do you know that you have eternal life? Do you have a complete confidence in the Word of God and in the words of Jesus Christ? There is no doubt in my heart, no question in my mind, that one day I will spend eternity with him. Now, I don't know when it will be. That's one of the things I don't know. I don't know when it will happen. I don't know when Jesus may come. But whatever the event does that takes my life from this earth, I know that I have eternal life. John said, "I wrote these things so that you could know." Go and read 1 John. It's just a small book. It's only 5 chapters. Read the Gospel of John. As John said, "I wrote these things so that you could know that you have eternal life and that you would believe on the name of the Son of God." So are you trusting him? Is your faith in him? "Oh, I know the Lord is great. I know in whom I'm trusting. I know that he lives, and I know that I have eternal life." So many things we don't know, but these things I believe we can be assured of. And know them. I can say, "I know God is great. I know I have eternal life." Our time is gone. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.